It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org. Welcome to Taylor Talk, episode 28, everybody. It is September, what's today?
Second. September 2nd.
September 2nd, 2012. Holy cow.
What?
When did it get to be September already?
I have
yesterday.
No idea.
I don't know.
Yesterday?
You guys are funny. Anyway, for episode 28, this is Adam.
Phil.
Maya.
Diane.
I'm Haley.
What? We have everybody here today. This is the first.
Yay.
This is the first. Hopefully we don't talk
party.
Over each other too much. Party in the USA. Oh yeah, I just did that. What up?
You just went there. Oh my god,
Adam went there.
Adam is the coolest person ever.
Thank you. You're so
welcome.
Nice to me. So let's start off the episode with Rick Barker's tip of the week. Let's hear from Rick.
Well, here I am coming to you from a hotel room in Sacramento, California, getting ready to go visit a bunch of friends in radio. This is Rick Barker for Taylor Talk, giving you the music industry blueprint of the week. One of the things I want you to do this week, no matter who you are, is I want you to start a Facebook chat. All you have to do is send a tweet and tell your friends, I'm going to be over on Facebook. And then just go start commenting and sharing with people. It makes it so much easier. You're not under the same restrictions that you're under when it comes to trying to tweet. I was working with an artist this week, Jordan Pruitt. Some of you may remember Jordan. She was out with the Cheetah Girls and the Jonas Brothers, and she had a record deal at Hollywood Records for a while. Well, she just launched her 7-day free song series at jordanpruittmusic.com. Little shameless plug there. And she was seeing how fast these people were responding to her. And then all of a sudden, I said, you don't forget to go over on Facebook and start commenting. So she tweeted she was going to be over on Facebook, and within 10 minutes she was carrying on a conversation with a boatload of people, and there were about 186 comments. So if you really want to spark interest, get involved with your fans, occasionally stop by Facebook and don't forget to interact. And it can be about anything. You can share recipes, you can talk about boys, you can talk about whatever you want. It doesn't necessarily always have to be about the music, all right? If you'd like more free music advice, just simply pop by the taylortalkorg.website or taylortalkorg.org website. Told you, it's kind of early where I'm waking up this morning. And click on the Music Industry Blueprint. I've got more free advice for you there. You guys enjoy the rest of your show right here on Taylor Talk.
All right, thanks for that, Rick. So seriously, guys, Rick's got a lot of great advice. If you want more, go visit taylortalk.org and click on his banner. He's got 7 videos where he gives free music advice. It's free. That's the F word, the good F word.
Free.
All right, so go check that out. So, hey, Haley.
What's up?
I don't think I've used you as a victim yet. Knock, knock.
Oh, no.
Who's there?
Not again.
Vera.
Vera who?
Very few people think these jokes are funny.
I would agree with them.
So, I've gotten so much critical feedback on my jokes in the last couple episodes. It's ridiculous. People tweeting me, emailing the Taylor Talk email, being like, your jokes suck.
But, and I would just like to, I know I did this on Twitter, but I would just like to say thank you to all the people who are actually tweeting hashtag Adam's
Cow Sounds,
because that like made my life.
You guys are silly.
I didn't think anyone was gonna do that, so thank you.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hashtag
Adam, since people are giving you this feedback about your jokes being bad, maybe you shouldn't have made that other bad joke that you just made.
Hey, that was a good one.
No.
That was a good
really.
One.
I think
do you know
therein
somebody
lies the problem.
Do you know what, though, Belle? Somebody actually took the time to go on taylortalk.org and fill out the survey on just to tell me my jokes were bad. Like, they went through that effort. I was crying. It made me break down in tears. And I
virtual
just.
Virtual hand hugs directly from Belle to you, person.
I didn't think I could survive.
Adam,
you did.
You're going to find the strength to live on. And then you're going to learn how to tell better jokes.
I tell great jokes, but whatever. Haley, give us the calendar.
All right, September 6th, MTV Video Music Awards are going to be airing. It's going to start at 8, 7 Central, and Taylor is scheduled to perform We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together live for the first time.
What?
Yay! Can't wait to see it.
So cool.
Do you think there'll be woodland creatures?
I hope so.
Oh my god, if the band dresses up in those costumes from the video for the performance, I will die.
I'd be very happy.
Me too.
Do you know what occurred to me, actually, as long as we're on these calendar items? I hope you guys, whoever's listening right now, listens very soon. Because it just occurred to me, this episode is going to come out only like 2 days before the VMAs. So,
listen quickly.
Listen to us quickly. Well, if you're already listening to us, you either good made job. It in time or it's too late.
And then they know if there are woodland creatures in the show or not. And then they're laughing.
I don't know. It must be something cool because she tweeted that she has rehearsals for it all week. So, like, they must be playing something awesome if it takes a week of rehearsals to get it.
Agreed. Good.
Right? I'm excited.
Woohoo! I'm just so happy that the agency is back together and working on music together again.
I know.
And dressing up in costumes, but we'll get to that later.
We will.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Hey, Belle.
Hey, Adam.
What else do people have to watch out for really, really soon that they might miss if they take forever to listen to this episode?
Well, the next day after the VMAs, there's the telecast for Stand Up to Cancer, and Taylor will be performing.
Woohoo!
That's impressive. How does she do that? Two performances, 2 days in a row. She cray-cray.
She's a beast.
She's Taylor.
Tay-Tay is cray-cray.
She's awesome. If you guys want to donate to Stand Up for Cancer, you can do that via text message or at standuptocancer.org. And that's a two, not the word two, stand up to cancer. So, yeah, you can do that to donate because that's a really nice thing to do. And you should. We all should. Anyways, that's going to be airing simultaneously on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, as well as several other stations. And they're all going to be listed on standuptocancer.org, so you can go and look and see what channel nearest you on your nearest TV is going to be playing that telecast. 100% of the public donations are going to be donated to cancer research, so clearly it's actually worth donating for.
Definitely.
That's kind of cool. Not many charities do that.
So I mentioned this last episode about my friend that had ovarian cancer. We got news 2 days ago that she's in complete remission.
Wow.
Yay.
Awesome.
So,
that's so exciting.
So we're having major fun and partying all the time now.
That's awesome.
Taylor also has an event at Citibank in Citibank Hall, actually, in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. So yay for Brazilian fans. That's so exciting. And that's on September
13th. They get to see Taylor perform. So,
yep, they get to see Taylor perform at Citibank Hall on September 13th. September 13th.
Which is Taylor 13th.
Day.
Yay. Happy Swift Taylor Day to them.
Totally excited. And right now, TaylorSwift.com just lists the event as to be announced. So just check back regularly for more information.
It's just the event time. Obviously, the date is set.
Yes.
Sorry.
And coming up a few days after that, on September 22nd, Taylor Swift will be at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. An update about our tickets, we still don't have any.
In other words, this is kind of getting down to the wire a little bit, so if anybody has tickets to give us, yeah.
That'd be
we
cool.
We would love you forever.
Okay, hang on. We've made that joke so many times.
I'm not making a joke.
We're not making a joke. We're making a unashamed, desperate
Adam,
plea.
Adam, it's not a joke anymore.
It's a desperate plea.
Okay, well, I'll go a step above you guys then. If anyone has tickets, I will buy them from you. These freeloaders are looking for handouts. I will buy them from you.
So if you
okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. I can't get to Las Vegas anyway, so there's no point in me even saying this, but whatever.
Maya will come to Las Vegas also.
I will. Yeah. All right, who's buying me plane tickets?
Your parents.
Yeah, I'll go let them know about that.
And finally, our most exciting piece of calendar news. On October 22nd, Taylor's new album, Red, releases in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and Japan.
Yay!
Can't wait.
Woo-hoo! I'm not excited at all for that.
No?
No.
Me neither.
Oh my gosh, it's just going to be like any other day.
I could do without it, to be honest.
I was actually joking just now. I'm not excited.
New Taylor Swift album. And if she retired, eh. whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fine.
Just obviously kidding.
We wouldn't care.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. All right, news. Maya, go.
News. Okay, so our news item for this week, we have one, is that the Wii.
Oh, it's
never
kind of a big one, though.
It is big, though. The We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together music video came out
on
Thursday, and it's really hilarious and awesome, and we're going to talk more about it later. But one of the coolest things that happened is Taylor did an interview afterwards, and in the conversation, she revealed some more song titles that we did not know about before. So there's going to be a song called State of Grace, which is described as a howling U2-style epic with reverb drenched guitars.
I'm sure Grant is extremely happy about that.
I bet he's having fun. There's a song called Everything Has Changed, which is the duet with Ed Sheeran. That's apparently just like a sweet kind of acoustic song that was written on a trampoline. I'm personally really excited to hear that because I love Ed Sheeran, but that's just me. And there's another one called I Knew You Were Trouble. And I don't know if they talked anything about what that one sounds like, but seems to fit in with the theme of songs that we've been hearing so far. And of course, we already know that the We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together is a song, and there's a song called Red on the album. So now we have 5 song titles out of 16.
Yay!
So
yay.
We're getting
not
there.
Including bonus content.
That's true.
Fair point, Haley. Cool. Thanks for the news, Maya. I'm going to put you back on the spot again with the first If Swifties Rule the World / You Know You're Swifty When.
Okay, let's do it. The first one comes from Twitter, from @jade_taylor13, and it says, you know you're Swifty when you're taking notes in class, but it filled the entire side with lyrics, drawings, etc. about Taylor. I do that. A lot. I'm in college, I do that.
I have never done that, I'm sorry.
I mean, not the drawings, but like...
school.
Well, apparently you're not a Swifty then, Adam, if you've never done that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Apparently, Adam's not a Swifty when.
Oh, so sad.
So
that's okay. That's okay.
The next one is also from Twitter, and it's from You Think T Swift, and they say, if Swifties ruled the world, there would be a TV show called So You Think You Can Awkward Dance.
So I gotta ask you, You Think T Swift, would Taylor be the host?
Yes.
The hostess with the mostest? Or a judge?
Oh, good point.
Or the producer, director, and everything else all in one?
Yeah, I think she'd just be like, she would just like be in charge of the whole show.
That's cool. I like that idea. That's a good one.
Like, maybe she could also be a choreographer.
Be what?
A choreographer. Like,
oh, yeah. No,
dances.
She can definitely be a choreographer of an awkward dance routine. Oh, for sure.
The next one comes from Taylor Connect, and this is from a 13 Love Story 13. And this says, you know you're a Swiftie when you go somewhere and you see a poster of Taylor, so you give it a hand heart.
Aww.
Aww. That's really cute.
That's adorable. Like that. This one comes from Rebecca via Facebook. You know you're a Swiftie when you have really bad asthma and you can't use any kind of perfume, but you still buy Wonderstruck.
Oh,
that's commitment.
So cute too.
Supporting Taylor.
That's just to support Taylor. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Can I just say the samples that they sent in the mail are amazing for Wonderstruck Enchanted.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I got mine in the mail yesterday. I was so happy.
It smells like
I got mine the
berries.
Day before I left for college. I was so happy.
Do you guys have a preference
my
between
house,
the two?
Like, after I left.
I like Wonderstruck Enchanted. It's
better
very
better than Wonderstruck?
Yeah.
They're different.
To be completely honest,
they're definitely different. I like Enchanted just because it's more something I would wear, like, if I didn't know about the other Wonderstruck. Like, if it was just another perfume. But it smells amazing. Even my mom likes this one, and she didn't like the Wonderstruck, but she likes the Enchanted.
I have never smelled Wonderstruck Enchanted. I haven't gotten to it yet. Personally, I think Taylor needs to...
Did you get your sample in the mail yet, Adam?
No, I personally think Taylor needs to start cranking out some more male products for her increasingly large male fan base.
I was just going to say that.
I wasn't thinking Wonderstruck for men, but I just mean in general. Like, I think she needs like some more masculine t-shirts, maybe. Like, I would totally wear a T-Swift t-shirt if it had a more masculine design. I mean, all her merch, I realize the majority of her fan base is female, but there is an increasing number of male Swifties, so.
I think that would probably actually be a really good idea for her, because I know a lot of Swifties that are males.
Yeah, totally. Like, I mean, it wouldn't be that hard either. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, matching for everything she has for females, have it for males, but having, like, one t-shirt in the store that's a male design. Just one. I'd be happy with that. Someone needs to tell Taylor to get on that. Anyway, so Zoe from Facebook tells us, you know you're Swiftie when you listen to You Belong With Me or Forever and Always on every Tuesday night because they both have Tuesday in the songs.
That's cool. I like that.
That's a nice routine to get into.
Yeah, here's my question. Do you also listen to certain songs at 2 a.m. every morning?
If you tried to listen to all the songs at 2 a.m. and them at 2 a.m., you'd be up until like 4.
True. That's true. Maybe like, well, but you could assign one to each night.
That's exactly true. You could like good budget call, your 2 a.m. songs.
Yeah, yeah. You could organize them strategically.
All right. Our next one is from Melissa via email. And she said, you know you're Swiftie when you have a feeling a Taylor song is going to be on the radio. You change the station and We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together is on. I cannot even tell you how many times that's happened to me.
That is intuition.
So many times. I just feel like I really need to hear a Taylor song right now. I turn on the radio and like, there it is.
Cray, cray.
Cray, cray.
Cray, cray. The next one is from Twitter and it's from Micah Swift Chance. And they say, you know you're Swiftie when you listen to We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together until 3 a.m.
That's impressive.
That is dedication.
Not too shabby.
Bella's always up till 3 a.m. I bet you that's what she's doing.
Yeah, you caught me.
The next one comes from TitanicFreak123. And I just have to say that I love your username because I am also a Titanic freak. Slightly morbid as that sounds. Okay, they write, you know you're Swiftie when you yell and scare everyone who's in the car when a Taylor song is on.
You guys, it's Taylor! This next one is from You Think T Swift on Twitter. You know you're a Swiftie when you can link anything that you do or say back to Taylor. 13 degrees of Taylor Swift. Come on, guys.
My gosh, I do that like all that. The time.
It's like the Kevin Bacon game, but with Taylor. I approve.
I do that all the time anyway. Like, when something happens, I'll be like, oh, you know this thing about Taylor, blah, 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 blah.
Now she's got me hooked on the dang 13 thing. I can't see anything 13 and not think of Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's definitely the biggest one.
So we should, like, go back and talk more about that video.
I think that's a great idea, Belle.
What we've been dying to talk about. The We Are Never, Ever, 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 Ever Getting Back Together music video.
Woohoo! Yay!
Woohoo!
It was directed by Declan Whitebloom, who you guys might remember. We had him join us on episode 8. He also directed the Hours and Mine music video. Mean. Sorry.
You know what we still haven't had happen yet, though?
What?
He still hasn't gotten us the banana guy for the interview.
He hasn't. You're right. You are right. Hey, everybody listening, go back, listen to episode 8, our interview with Declan Whitebloom, if you haven't already. And if you have already, make sure you are tweeting him like crazy, at D. Whitebloom, telling him that he needs to get Taylor Talk the banana guy.
Yeah,
ASAP.
We want to talk to the banana guy so badly.
He told us he could track down the banana guy, and he still hasn't. So, yeah. Go tweet him, at D. Whitebloom. Say, Taylor Talk needs the banana guy. We should come up with a fun hashtag for that. Banana guy. Hashtag banana guy.
Taylor Talk banana guy.
Yeah, we need the banana guy.
Banana guy on TT.
Yeah. So, anyway, Declan directed it. Genius director. Something unique they did was do it in one continuous shot. So, do you guys think that worked out? Like, that's uncommon for a music video to do that. And they did it.
I thought it was really interesting. I don't know. Because she kept talking about how she wanted it to be so quirky. And that kind of just added to it. Like, it added this extra level of craziness. And just to imagine that, like, every time she went off camera, she was like going nuts trying to like get into a different outfit, and like everyone was like running around and like moving sets as they were filming. Like, that must have been the craziest thing to be in the middle of.
Right. So real quick though, before we actually discuss that even further, something that occurred to me is when I first read about that one continuous shot, I didn't know what that meant. So I looked it up, and I'm just assuming that other people don't know what that's referring to. Basically, what it is they shot the entire video without stopping the camera even once. It took them 17 tries.
They didn't have to edit it.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Like, it was just one go.
It took them 17 tries, but basically they had the camera on some sort of whatever
it was. Like moving car.
Like a moving cart thing. And they were following around the action from set to set. And Taylor and also the lead, played by Noah Mills, the lead male, I mean, who we'll talk about in a little bit, they had to literally change. When they are not on screen, they had to change their outfit. That's how they did the 5 outfit changes that Taylor had. And, like, that is just very impressive to me that they were able to pull that off.
Yeah, that was
You know what my first thought was about the video, like, the first time I started watching it?
What?
You're sitting there in pajamas, and you got lipstick on. Generally, well, if I'm in pajamas, I don't have makeup on.
Her hair and makeup was the had to be the same for the whole thing.
Right.
But, like, exactly. She couldn't have put on red lipstick, like, in the 3 seconds she had to put on a dress. She's Taylor Swift, like, why wouldn't she wear red lipstick to bed?
Well, also, she could have been, like, in the process of getting ready in the morning, and I don't know, like, when I put my makeup on, I don't get dressed first and then put my makeup on, because I'm always afraid that I'm going to spill something on my clothes. So maybe she was thinking about that.
Maybe.
Interesting.
I think you guys are overthinking it. I think it just had to do with the fact that she needed hair and makeup done before she shot anything.
Probably.
So she could have it done
when
she wasn't.
But it is our job to overthink everything Taylor Swift. Otherwise, we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Point taken. Touche, Diane. Touche. You got me on that one.
So do you want to talk about Noah Mills?
I suppose
that's
we can talk about Noah
that
Mills.
That is a good idea.
That gorgeous
do you
man.
Guys... Do you Thanks, Diane. So do you guys know who that is, Noah Mills?
He's
Did anybody
guy
besides
from
me
the
look
video.
Him up? Yeah, exactly. He's
No, well, I know that he like used to be a model.
Yeah, he's a Canadian model and actor who has done work, modeling work for all these designer brands, including Gucci, Versace, Michael Kors, et cetera, all these just high-end designers.
So he's like the big time.
As a model, yeah. As an actor, not so much. He's had a couple guest roles. He had a guest spot on Two Broke Girls, that comedy sitcom.
Oh, I like that show.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's a funny one. He made an appearance in 2 different episodes as the same character. So he's not really huge as an actor, but as a model. So, I mean, do you think he pulled it off? Because this is technically an acting job, even though he didn't have any speaking lines.
I liked it.
Yeah, I thought he did fine.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? I mean, he did a video interview shortly thereafter, which, of course, we'll have up on TaylorTalk.org for you guys to watch. But did you guys see that, his little
interview?
Yeah,
I did.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, what did you think? It was interesting getting his perspective on the video.
I thought he had some interesting perspectives on the character that he was playing.
Like what?
In one of the articles I read, and I don't remember which one. I'll have to, like, look it up later and let you know and so you can put it up on the site. But in one of the articles I read, he was saying how, like, there was a point in time when he was trying to figure out, like, from the character's point of view, what he was supposed to be doing and feeling or whatever, and that someone actually told him to do something completely different at one time.
That's interesting.
Oh, I think it was he was paying too much attention to the girl dancing.
Oh,
when they were talking.
Yeah,
right.
Like, no,
and it was actually
just
Declan that
Taylor,
told him
like,
to change
to
it.
Yell at her.
No, Belle, I know what you're talking about. It was actually Declan that told him to change that, I believe. I'm pretty sure. 99%. Which means I could be wrong, but I think I'm right.
I have something
I want
to talk about.
I think I know what you want to talk about, though. I think I'm reading your mind right now.
That's because you can read my mind, Diane.
I can, over the internet.
Diane is a mind reader. She reads
Diana
my mind
skills.
All the time. It's absurd.
Okay, Belle, I think we should talk about what you want to talk about.
Okay. So do I.
Oh, geez, Belle, please tell me you're not talking about him changing his shirt on set.
No, but we should also talk about that.
No, but that's also something that I wouldn't mind talking about.
Oh, jeez. I don't want to talk about that one.
Okay, Belle, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about our last episode's speculation on who the song is about and clues that are in the video.
Yes.
Did anyone notice that picture of Jake Gyllenhaal in the video?
It's not Jake Gyllenhaal.
It looks like him, though.
It's
like,
not
isn't
him.
It modeled
it's
after
like,
him?
It's a shot that looks exactly like a picture of him, but it's not him.
That's
but
funny.
It's very, very close, so I think like that could have been still on purpose. Because it looks strikingly similar.
Did anybody else understand the point of the woodland creatures?
To be funny? I don't know.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Taylor did say she wanted the video to be as quirky as the song sounds.
No, there's something else, though, that I thought
of. What is it?
Jake Gyllenhaal donates a bunch of money to, like, forestry and wildlife charities.
Really? I didn't know that.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just, like, Taylor trying to be, like, overly hipster. Because, you know, there's, like, this whole thing about, like, whoever this ex is being, like, all into being hipster. So it's, like, as if she's, like, trying too hard to be weird. You know, so, like, of course there would be random animals popping up all over the place because that's just makes no sense.
I just thought that it could, you know, could have been, like, a clue to us. As well as, I mean, I agree with what Maya said, too. I just think it might also have been kind of a subtle little hint as to who the song is about.
You think so, too? And that's a great observation. There are a few other clues, also.
Yes, there are. The glasses.
What? I like those glasses.
There's the glasses, there was the scarf, there's the bracelet.
So, hang on, why don't we explain these first, though? Because you're just listing things off.
Okay, sorry. The glasses, I mean, they look a lot, you know, they're hipster glasses, and they look a lot like glasses that Jake wears sometimes. The scarf, there's some
Are those the same glasses, though, from, what video is it?
You Belong With Me?
You Belong With Me?
No.
I don't know if that, I don't think so, no.
You Belong With Me are bigger.
I don't think they're meant to be.
There's some paparazzi pictures of Taylor and Jake walking, and, like, it's like he's wearing a scarf, and then, like, the next shot, she's wearing the scarf. And, like, there's a part in the video when the guy took his scarf off and put it on her.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
And then, oh, the bracelet. Throughout the video, she's wearing a bracelet, and that looks quite a lot like a bracelet that Jake supposedly bought her when they were dating that was very expensive and made people wonder about how serious their relationship was.
I wonder if that's the actual bracelet that he bought her and she just used it as a prop in the video.
That would be hilarious. I don't know if it was the actual one, but
I wouldn't put it past her to do something like that.
If it's not the actual one, it looks a lot like it. So, yeah, there's some of the things that we noticed. I loved Grant in the video.
His face was hilarious.
Him and like, Amos both, though.
Amos was awesome. Caitlin bouncing off the couch in the last few shots. Did you see her in the background, like, flying in the air?
Flying squirrel.
Paul as a donkey, you guys. Come on. Epic.
What?
And Paul.
Paul was really funny.
He was hilarious.
They're all of them looked great. Mike looked hilarious. David looked wonderful. They all just, I love the costumes.
Hate me if you will. The part, you know the part where they're like in the back of a pickup truck, I think it was?
Oh my god, in Amos' face.
Him and Grant both, I almost feel like they were trying to compete over who could look the dumbest.
Probably.
That's probably exactly what happened.
The faces they were making were hilarious, but they were like just these big fake grins. And it almost seemed like they were fighting over the spotlight because Amos was out in front. And then it seemed like Grant was trying to push his way in and like Amos pushes him back sort of. Like, I could be reading too much into it, but
I don't know. I thought they were just both trying to be as ridiculous as possible.
Probably. Like,
I thought it was.
That's really probably funny. Exactly what they were doing. But it's funny. It almost seemed like they were competing. No, I'm going to be more ridiculous than you are.
Well, they never do fail to have fun together, so it's entirely possible.
Yeah.
But that's fine. I mean, go for it, you know?
So, do you guys think there's anything negative about the video that people can comment on?
I mean, the only things that I've really heard are people commenting about how the song in the video is completely not serious, and they're like, why would this be the first single off of Taylor's CD, and blah, 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 blah. I personally don't agree with any of those comments.
I feel like this video was, like, maybe besides the Ours video, like, the first time when she looks like a woman instead of a girl.
She does.
You know?
Good point.
I don't know if that was just the outfits that she wore, but there is something
It's like the outfits and the way that she was acting, and, like, I don't know, it's like she's not a little kid anymore.
Well, she's not a little kid anymore.
The girl in the poofy dress from the Ours video. Like, I mean, our song. Screwing up music videos. She's all grown up.
Oh.
Oh. I don't know, but, like, for me, this is the first time that, like, she looked like a grown up. With stuffed animals.
You know what? Going back.
I don't even know how to respond to that, Maya.
going back to them dressing up as woodland creatures, I love what Taylor said in one of the interviews, that she felt a little bad doing it to them, but not that bad.
Yeah, apparently they were really looking forward to, like, some cool, neat costume, and then when they got on set and they saw that they were going to wear, like, animal outfits, they were just like, what? Are you kidding me?
They were horrified.
I heard they were excited about it.
Well, they were afterwards,
but they were first horrified.
They were like,
they said it took a while for them to get really embracing.
Oh. I think it's funny that she didn't tell them ahead of time. She's just like, you guys show up and there's going to be costumes for you, and then, oh yeah, you're going to be animals.
Maybe she just wanted to see their reaction.
Yeah. I think it's funny. I think she was just like, what?
So do you guys have a favorite scene?
I think my favorite scenes was just the ones when the whole band was just like aimlessly bouncing around. I think it was just funny.
I like the part when they were like walking through like the seasons. It sort of like represented like the seasons when they were dating.
Yeah, it was pretty.
I thought that was like a cool touch.
Which I think, going back to our hints about Jake Gyllenhaal, that's another thing, because they were dating
when
it was winter and it was cold and fall.
Yeah, it was
like,
fall
but they
winter.
Started dating. Do you remember they started dating like right around and before Speak Now came out, which was like the summer and fall. And like first they walked through that part, and then they got to the winter, and that's when she got angry. And then there's the interview where she said she was crying at Christmas, and like.
That's so and there sad. Was wasn't there a Christmas tree in the background or some kind of forest tree?
Yeah, there was like, it was snowing. There might have been a tree. I think there was some pine trees. I'd have to watch it again. I'm not sure. I really like that part. I liked how they did that.
My favorite scene was the pickup scene. In addition to the crazy funny faces, I loved when Al was doing the ooze and then Caitlin would go in and do the yeah. I thought that was perfect.
My favorite scene was when she was on the phone with him and he was at the bar and she was just like screaming at him.
She was being all sassy. Yeah.
I like that one too.
That was cool.
Taylor needs to be an actor.
She is an actor.
I know.
You sound sad.
I'm not sad. I think she just does a great job in these music videos and I love it. I love it. Call me biased, but I just think that Declan's videos that he directed are my favorite of hers. They all have a similar tone to it.
Yeah, I like the way that he's taking her videos.
Yeah, I think she should definitely stick with him for a while.
Well, they mesh well. It's like Noah Mills was saying in his interview. He said that when he got there, I don't know if he said he felt out of place or what, but he said like Taylor and Declan just get each other.
They have their own language. They just have this like, what's it called? Shorthand.
Yeah, shorthand. That's what he called it.
They just like, they like share a brain when it comes to music videos.
Which is why they come out so good. I mean, this one, it did. I mean, it definitely had a similar feel to me as Mean, which he also directed. You know, it was really quirky and elaborate costumes and elaborate sets. Like, did you guys get that also?
Yeah, very much so. So here's a question for you guys. You know, if you've looked on Twitter and Tumblr and lately, there are people complaining about the song in the video, which I
how dare they?
I think it's great. But people are complaining and saying, oh, you know, it's a step back in Taylor's career because it's not some super serious song and video and it's all just lighthearted and fun and she should have done this, you know, 4 years ago instead of now. And
okay, let me ask you this, though. Counter your question with another question. How can her fastest selling single ever be a step back in her career? Not to mention the fastest selling single ever for a female artist at all. Like, not just her personally.
People are upset that it's not some, like, deep, like, intense, like, incredibly well-written masterpiece of a song. Like, I don't know. I guess because she's done things like that in the past. So I guess, I don't know, but, like, I don't see what's wrong with her having a little bit of fun and doing something different, like collaborating with maybe the most successful pop writer, like, ever.
Right, there's not anything wrong.
Enjoying herself, like, I don't see why she shouldn't do that. Obviously, it's working. it's her best single debut ever.
But I think, too, people see it as the fact that she worked with, you know, that... What was his name again? Max? Max Martin. He writes a lot of popular songs on the radio. So I guess people were thinking like, oh, Taylor's becoming like a sellout. She only wants to write music to make money, blah, blah, blah. But I don't see that at all. I mean, no, it's a fun song.
I completely disagree. You know what? It's a yes and no type situation for me because at the root of it, okay, music industry is an industry. It's a business. It has to make money or Taylor can't continue doing what she does and she'll have to go get a job working at a drive-thru restaurant or something.
No, she wouldn't. she could retire now and be fine.
You know what I mean though. Either you make money or you can't do it as your career.
Basically, as my boss always says, the music business is a business.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. You're exactly right. But then the flip side of it is, yeah, it's poppy. It's what sells, but it is still at its core. It is still Taylor. Taylor still wrote it and it's still autobiographical, just like any of her other songs.
That's true. That's a fair point.
That's also a fair point. And another fair point that I think is like, why? I mean, okay, I understand that her singles from her previous albums were like different. Like Tim McGraw was really touching. You know, you had Mine, which is all like sentimental and optimistic.
And Love Story.
I understand that. And this song is just lighthearted and fun. But why is that a problem? Like, why? How is that possibly a bad thing that you see an artist loving what she does and just having fun with it? And I mean, obviously, it's extremely successful and popular, but besides that, it's completely obvious that Taylor had a blast writing and creating the song, the video. I don't understand how that is a step back in someone's career. For them to, you know, present themselves as, you know, hey, I'm growing and changing as an artist, but you know what? I love what I do.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I see her doing with this song, is having fun with it more than anything else. And that, to me, is like, has a lot to do with why the song is so popular, because it's a fun song. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and call Carly
Rae Jepsen, right?
Thank you. You know, and her song Call Me Maybe, a great work of amazing songwriting and whatever else. I mean, that song drives me crazy, but the point is, how popular is that song?
I'll call her Maybe.
I mean, have you seen the millions of YouTube videos out there of people like doing these funny things to that song? I mean, the song itself just makes people want to have fun. I don't like the song, but
you hear it on the radio and you start dancing anyways.
That's what I do.
I know, and I'm like, I don't even like the song, but yet at the same time, like, when you hear it, it's such a fun song that you can't help but like have fun with it.
Right, exactly. And I don't think every song that exists for Taylor needs to be some like heavy, like serious philosophical song, because that just, I mean, that would get old after a while. You know, like,
yeah,
you want
exactly.
some songs that are lighthearted and you want some songs that are just more fun and like a dance party song. There's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. And I think that the fact that she chose that as her first single is she's trying to make a statement. She's trying to say, you know what? I can do all this other stuff, but I'm having a great time, you know? Like, I think she's just trying to be herself and enjoy herself and have fun and progress as a person, as an artist, as what, you know, everything by saying, look, I can do serious stuff, but you know what? I also know how to party. I know how to have fun. Like, you know, she just wants people to enjoy themselves. And I think that, like, I don't understand how that is a step back in her career, quote unquote.
Speaking of dance party songs, this is off topic, but what do you guys think of her having a dubstep inspired track on
her album? Oh my god, I'm so excited.
I'm really curious to hear this.
I'm so excited.
I'm going with curiosity. I'm on
Team
Bell.
I'm agreeing with Adam. Like, I would never expect that from her, but at the same time, every time that she does something that I don't expect her to do, I'm always impressed.
So, dubstep, I only first heard the word dubstep probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's basically what you hear in a nightclub.
Sort of, yeah. It's like this really, like...
Yeah, a little bit.
It's like these songs with, like, these, like, really, like, heavy bass breakdowns and, like, really strong beat. I don't know. And she talked about that in the interview for, after the video came out, saying, like, they just went, like, straight to whatever the emotions of the song were and what would that sound like. And, like, if you're feeling betrayed and awful and horrible, wouldn't that sound like a really intense bass breakdown? Probably would. So that's what they did.
No, that's a fair point.
I'm just slightly scared because, I mean, on Justin Bieber's last album, he had a lot of songs that were like more dubsteppy. And to me, like, that was
dubsteppy.
I'm making a word. Dubstep-ish. I don't know. Yeah. And to me, that like wasn't where I saw Justin Bieber going. Which, I mean, is fine. I'm not like a diehard Justin Bieber fan like I am of Taylor Swift. But I hope that if she does dubstep, she does it right. And I mean, she's done a lot of things right in the past. I think
she did the song with Dr. Luke, who is like an extremely talented producer and writer. And I mean, he tweeted something about them inventing a new style that was a combination of country and dubstep. I don't know. And I think the two of them together, like, must, if it's, I mean, even if it's not the best thing she's ever done, like, it's going to be cool. Whatever it is. It's going to be
I'm sorry for even presenting that question. We're so far off topic from the music video. What were we talking about last?
It's a great question. I have no idea.
If it was cheesy and a step back in her career.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were on that topic, weren't we? I don't think so. No. No, I think it's a step forward.
All right. So,
let's take a vote. Let's take a vote here. Who thinks that We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together song and music video is a step back in her career? I vote nay.
Nay.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome. So to all the haters, Taylor talks, go hate somewhere else.
The song is awesome.
Yeah.
Haters can hate elsewhere. No hating on Tay Tay.
Woo!
The chef.
It's cray cray to hate Tay Tay.
For all of you that say that, go look at all the records that's already broken.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Speaks for itself. Case closed, argument over.
All right. Great discussion on the music video, guys. If anybody has opinions on it, please tweet us, email us, Facebook us, Taylor Connect us, or voicemail us, please, if you have opinions. So, what would Taylor do? This week comes from You Think T Swift on Twitter, who asks us, what would Taylor do if she could be Meredith for a day?
That's really cute.
Thoughts, opinions, anyone?
She would probably
She would be a cat.
And be a cat.
She would just be a cat. She'd live the cat life.
She would lick her paws.
And sleep a lot.
Lay out in the sunshine.
Get into mischief like most cats do.
And be adorable.
So if Taylor were Meredith, do you think she would like be all like, take pictures of me? Because that's what Meredith does. Meredith is always asking for pictures to be taken of her. She's always like sitting there and she's like, Mama Taylor, take pictures of me.
And then she's a cat. She can't ask for anything.
She does.
She asks with her eyes.
She does.
Those big adorable eyes are like, please, please take a picture of me.
I think Meredith strives for the spotlight.
Well, then she picked a good mom.
I'm sure it was planned at birth.
Yep.
Yeah, it was planned. Meredith is
like all right. I gotta make sure that, like, telepathically Taylor chooses this breeder so that she can come meet me and...
Make me famous!
I mean, that's a weird question. I don't, like, know how to respond
to that. I like it, though. I like it. That's the point of what would Taylor do. They're supposed to be quirky and not make any sense at all.
What would Taylor do if she was Meredith? I mean, all I can think about when I hear that question is Taylor doing that little motion when she's like, Meredith, and then she, like, lifts up her hands, like, paws without even thinking about it.
It's like she's already halfway there. Like, oh, this is what I would do if I was Meredith for a day. And she throws up her paws.
Taylor yep. is already one with the kitty. They are the same. They share a brain. They share a last name at the very least.
It's true.
Taylor Swift, Meredith Swift. So thank you for sending that in, You Think T Swift. I really liked that one. On to what are Swifties listening to? I think Maya wants to give us this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
All right. Well, at least this week, I have been listening to Train.
and other things.
I've been listening. Well, you know what? You've been listening to Train. I've been listening to Maya.
And Train.
Maya and a Train duet? What?
What?
Huh?
That happened?
Yeah.
For those who are confused, Maya, can you explain that?
By some weird series of events that I'm still not totally sure how they came together, two nights ago, I sang a duet with Pat Monahan from Train during a Train concert in Tanglewood, which is in Massachusetts, if you don't know. Essentially, they tweeted on Friday afternoon saying they were looking for someone to sing Bruises with Pat, and I did not know the song. So I looked it up, and I learned it, and I made a video, and few hours later, I got a tweet back saying, hey, do you want to come sing? At which point I lost my mind, and then had to take a cab to the concert. Got there 30 seconds before I was supposed to get on. Ran on stage and somehow sang in front of, I think, 15,000 people.
Oh my gosh.
With Train.
She did amazing.
And it was awesome. Really cool. And
while she was on stage with Train, she was like, go listen to Taylor talk, everybody.
I'm sure. Exactly what happened, Adam.
That was in Adam's dream. Sorry.
Yeah. So,
I thought that happened. Sorry. Sometimes I get dreams and reality confused.
Must be nice. Maya, it sounds like you are living the dream this month.
I am. I'm having a ridiculously good month.
And Train now.
I know. It was a crazy month. It was so fun. I got to sing, and then I got to stay and see some of the concert, which was really cool. And everyone was so nice to me, and they kept saying such nice things, and it was just a crazy, awesome night.
I wonder if any Taylor Talk listeners were there.
I don't know. If you were, please tell us. I'd like to know.
Please do.
One of my friends from elementary school was there, so you never know. So you guys should go listen to the song Bruises by Train.
And listen to
featuring
Maya's performance.
Ashley Monroe. Yes. It's kinda,
yes, we will definitely have Maya's video up on taylortalk.org. That's going up.
And the original version is kind of, it's like kind of country, and it's a really awesome song. I am in love with it now, so definitely go listen to that if you haven't heard it before.
Not to mention Taylor herself is a big fan of Train.
She is, that's true. One of my favorite things was the encore of the show. They did Drops of Jupiter.
Oh, did they?
I'm happy, yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
Like, hey,
You know what? Okay. What? Now, again, I get dreams and reality confused sometimes.
Yeah.
So someone correct me if I'm wrong on this. But I could have sworn I heard Taylor in one of her many interviews saying something about she sang a duet with a band she's a big fan of for this upcoming album. Is that
she
correct?
She did say that. True. She said that. Yeah.
I have a theory. I think it's Train. As soon as I read that, Train was my first thought.
I think it's Parachute. I think it's Parachute, or maybe it's Foster the
Mumford
People.
And Sons.
That's true, because she wrote,
a song with Mark Foster.
Yeah.
So maybe. That's true. I don't know. I hope it's Parachute,
I hope it's Train.
Taylor and Will and their relationship, and they're just so cute.
Their relationship, yeah. The rumored one, the one that was up there with Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Well, the relationship could have been friendship.
Other people.
I know. I like their songwriting banter with each other. It's cute.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thanks for submitting that, Maya.
You're welcome.
Maya from Taylor Talk. So, yeah, you know what? Out of all our mini segments, that seems to be the hardest one to fill. So, guys, whoever's listening right now, if you've got an artist on repeat on your iPod, please tell us who it is so we can use it for that mini segment, What Are Swifties Listening To? Again, the methods of communication are endless. We have a Twitter account, @TaylorTalk13, Facebook account, facebook.com/TaylorTalk13, an email, TaylorTalk@TaylorSwift13.org, a Taylor Connect account, again, TaylorTalk13, and the awesome voicemail system that you can access either on TaylorTalk.org or call area code 240-31-SWIFT.
Speaking of voicemails, I think we have a few that we haven't played yet.
We do. Belle's right. We have two of them that we forgot about. Let me see.
We didn't forget about them. We remember just now. We would never forget.
You were saving them. You were saving the best for last.
Exactly. So, first one comes from Bia, who called us from the Philippines. Let's listen to Bia.
Hi, I'm Bia. You know you're a Swiftie when your friends distract you in class by saying anything Taylor-related. Anyway, love from the Philippines, and bye.
That's cute. I love it.
Thanks for that, Bia. And next, our good friend Grace has something to share with you guys.
Hey, I'm Grace, and I am so excited for the music video tonight, and I'm having a party with my friends, and we're going to have red balloons and red napkins and just red everything, and we're just so excited.
Go red.
Go red. I hope that party was fun, Grace. How'd it go? Let us know how it went.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So much fun.
Sounds like a blast. Did you guys have any music video release parties?
No.
I just watched it on TV with my friend. We made sure we turned off all the lights and like sat in front of the TV like little kids.
My party was going to work and not watching the video till like 2 days after it came out.
I couldn't watch the video because I have no TV.
It was live streaming on MTV.com.
Yeah, Haley. Yeah.
Sorry, Haley.
See?
You should have talked to
totally
me.
I didn't know about that.
I would have told
and
you.
It didn't it get posted on CMT like 10 minutes later?
Yeah.
Well, I saw it later that night. I just didn't see it right as it happened.
All right. Well, Bia and Grace, thank you so much for sending in those voicemails. Those are definitely our favorite form of communication because we get to hear from you. You guys are always listening to us. We want to hear from you. So, for episode 28, this has been Adam,
Belle,
Maya,
Diane,
and Haley.
Saying have a great day, guys. Hope you enjoyed episode 28. See you next week.
Virtual hand hearts.
Virtual hand hearts. Bye.
Bye.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.